Bridging the Digital Divide.
Bridging the Digital Divide.
You are listening to the Bridging the Digital Divide podcast, powered by the APSA Business Day Supplier Development Awards, giving small suppliers a place at the table.
60% of the world population has access to technology and all things digital journey, right? Whereas then, when you dive deep on that report, we note that in Africa, that changes to 39.3%.
Welcome to our special series in association with the APSA Business Day Supplier Development Awards, the rapid development of technology and everything from Zoom chats to online shopping, AI-enabled security cameras and intelligent chatbots is exponentially growing the divide between the digitally advanced and those without any digital skills. For this podcast, we are joined in studio by Chief Procurement Officer of APSA Group, that is Vusi Fela, to discuss the digital divide, how this impacts supply chains, and what needs to happen for our economy to thrive. Vusi, greetings to you.
Greetings, my good sir. It's good to see you again as we continue to talk of all things that are important and still linked to reigniting this economy. I think when we talk about technology today, which becomes a bedrock of the economy as well, a bedrock of society and progress.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I against that backdrop then, you know, when we think about this so-called digital divide, you know, widening or narrowing, you know, as a result of, you know, digital transformation, right? Are SMEs moving fast enough, you know, with the pace of change? And do you have any concerns? Are you concerned about this?
Well, I think let's locate that, right, maybe setting a bit of a context first. As we know that the digital divide is also located as part of the Sustainable Development Goals, specifically SDG number 9, which talks about the overall penetration of technology and ICT in society and the general industry. And I was just messing myself in the latest GDR report, the Global Digital Report of 2020. Where it's declared that 60% of the world population has access to technology and all things digital journey, right? Whereas then, when you dive deep on that report, we note that in Africa, that changes to 39.3%, which equates to about 527 million people of the African population. And you look further and compare Africa to our trade partners. Europe is at about 87%.
Yeah.
You've got North America at about 94%. You've got Middle East at about 70%. Oceania at about 7%. But surprisingly, our partners, which are in the BRICS coalition, South America's and Central America's at about 67 or 60%. And then you look at Asia, with a big population of 2.5 to 3 billion at about 55%. So that tells you that we are lagging behind, right? And when I locate then the SME penetration to digitalization and technology, it is meet to say that they are also lagging behind. And in our own country, as you know, we've got the two worlds almost intersecting together, developed and developing. Urban areas, I'll say there's some progress, but even amongst that, there is a gap between your developed corporates and those that are not that are small scale entities. So it's a big challenge which needs us to really focus on how then do we break through to that, because that also talks then to indirectly economic disconnection because of technology.
Because of technology.
Yes.
Now, because of that technology, for the ones that have embraced the technology, right, one of the big issues that small businesses face is access to market. So the natural question then becomes, for those that have been able to use technology or are starting to use technology, how can they use that technology to access markets?
truly sad, right? Because then that talks to the fact that Kevin given the context earlier, but also you see that there's a big penetration of African households and by implication also SMEs in terms of smartphones. But in terms of the usage, which we want to talk about now, even with the gaps that we see, right, that have access to, the access is lagging behind, but there is some penetration to a point of to a degree.
Yeah.
But then comes to digital literacy, which is what, in order then to access markets, you need to understand how to navigate beyond your basic web browsing, and use technology and the digital tools to give you an advantage, right? So if us as big corporates, we are developing fast, that, and connecting our businesses. And in fact, my own organization declared publicly that as APSA, we are advancing in digitalization of our processes, front office and back office. That, and then in order to engage myself then with the right capable suppliers and SMEs, they need them to be up there. But then I then also need to understand the demographics of my suppliers, which SMEs then, as I lagging behind, how to then I pull them in, but also acknowledging that even for a corporate like ourselves, but even as a country, right, investing infrastructure is costly for digitalization and technology penetration. So our programs then of supply development need to be aligned to then draw in those SMEs that they can penetrate our markets. But it's a co-owned space, right? They need to have the appetite and also self-invest in order to access markets. Because if they wait for big corporates to do that for them, they will always be excluded from the mainstream economy. But then we need to consciously, as corporates, then invest in programs that pulls these SMEs and from penetration, which is access to market, but also knowing how to navigate the digital market, i.e. now the literacy programs that supports development.
So at the moment, because of these issues that you're highlighting, how can we, I guess, grow things on both sides, right? Firstly, what skills do the small business owners need to go beyond just the web browsing that you mentioned just now? But at the same time, you know, having or creating a meeting of the minds with the corporate supply chains, you know, just so that we can, you know, advance that agenda.
Yeah. So if we take it from the SMME skills building, right, they must then be able to navigate complex systems, right, and then learn the technology language, but also then invest themselves as well, right, into their own processes that are aligned to be able to communicate digitally, access customers digitally, but understand the behaviors, which is more behavior in the connected world, right, to know how to reach your customers, but the language, and how then to synthesize succinctly your message than having on your face-to-face, because it is a fast-paced place, but then cost-effectively so. Because what excludes SMEs from learning, I mean, we've seen it ourselves generally with the coronavirus. Though coronavirus has got advantages of having us quickly connected, right? Some schools, some businesses are connecting normal face-to-face, but on a digital platform. How then do you navigate that space? But then, given all that as well, if then people show up on an MS Teams call to do a prospect sale, but they have not packaged their message properly given the short term of time, but also have not the right infrastructure, that they don't get disconnected in the middle of a pitch, right? So they must understand all of the connectedness of digitalization. But I think then from a corporate side, having the understanding and not dismiss SMEs offhand as if they are illiterate or they don't understand, but to invest in programs. That's why we as APSA, we are also starting to invest in programs to support SMEs. Even last year, we had grants to almost over hundreds of our participating SMEs to start having digital market platforms, that, but starting to develop web sites for them, with them, understand their businesses, that they're able then to reach customers, which is market access again, via online platforms, and also streamlining their processes. But you cannot digitize your processes, which also come to SMEs. They sometimes jump, right, to have the latest laptop and say, well, that says I've arrived, I'm digitalized. No, you're not. You need to first understand your manual processes, that to design them properly before you can transfer them to a digital platform. Where they get stuck is to go forward in technology, but then find out they get stuck in that their processes, even if they create a platform, it does not necessarily render itself that it can communicate with our open market platforms. So it then says to the supporting businesses or supporting agencies that develop SMEs that to start at the basics. So I think your question was the skills that they need to have is to understand your business, but understand the technology. You need to be a technical or technician or technical expert to participate in a digital economy. But you understand the behavior, the navigation, and then present yourself appropriately.
All right.
So which means all of these are soft skills. Yeah, and then be able to identify and hire the skills that you need from a hardcore technical support perspective. Yeah.
Now, as a bank, you guys have created something called the procurement portal.
Yeah.
Could you maybe give us some insight into how this was developed, why you decided to do it, and, you know, in what ways it's actually changed the way that you guys actually deal with suppliers?
That's a great question. It is absurd. In terms of our design and thinking from a market access perspective, knowing that our suppliers are geographically spread as per our footprint, right? And knowing that people have got access to smartphones, etc. So in order to do business with us, we said, let's rather use a platform that would be an easy, a quick win, right? But knowing that there's still much work to be done.
Yeah.
So the thinking or the why part of it was we wanted to ensure that all our participating suppliers and potential ones, we can reach them. And also to be transparent in our processes in terms of making available information of how to do business with APSA. But moreover, it is also common cause that once SMEs participate in the big corporate value chains, they themselves automatically gets lifted up. They get challenged to rise to the occasion. So that was why we developed our portal, right? And I'm proud to say not only that, but also eases the cost of doing business for the SMEs, because as we advance our digital journey from a process perspective, the suppliers, even SMEs, will be able to self-invoice from their smartphones. Without having to travel, and that cutting cost of sending documents via the post office or post net, which gets lost right, and then they get impacted on their cash flow. So all of this improvement from a portal perspective will help SMEs cost to lower our cost, but also to lower the cost of doing business to the participating SMEs with APSA.
Now, apart from the procurement portal, right? Yeah. Because it really does sound like, if small businesses get in on the action, right, it could really help them to actually, gain access to that, that access to market that everyone is looking for.
Yeah.
Apart from that, are there any other initiatives that you guys have on the digital front?
Yes, we are overhauling our whole procurement platform and finance cost accounting platform by investing in cloud-based systems. Coupa for a procurement front end, and from a cost accounting perspective, SAP S/4HANA, which is all cloud based. And why I emphasize on the cloud based one is because it makes it accessible.
Yeah.
Right? And you can do business anywhere in the country, in Africa where we are, right? And that's again advancing in making our procurement and our supply chain, but also the financing processes that support businesses and SMEs, quick payment and cash flow availability accessible to them.
Yeah.
That a business person can be in their bedroom, but able to know exactly what tenders are out there for APSA, how many contracts do they have, how are they servicing our contracts, and even giving them dashboards to show them how are they tracking towards the stated objectives of engagement with APSA, which I'm looking forward to the full implementation. We've done that already in Kenya, fully. Okay, yeah. Now we're busy with the South Africa platform, and then we'll roll it out to the rest of the other 7 countries in Africa that we operate in. And it's an exciting journey. So I do invite SMMEs who want to be part of the bank value chain to start today investing themselves, understanding the digital journey, that, and getting themselves up and invest in learning, but also in avail themselves to the development programs, not just to go and say, I'm part of the APSA development program, but I'm part of the APSA journey to ensure success, which will be a win-win at the end. Yeah.
Now, someone listening to this, you know, it becomes quite apparent and clear that you're quite passionate about, you know, supply chains and, you know, this, you know, supplier development and especially helping them with the digital skills. So as we end off, right, what is your key takeaway for the small businesses? Like, what is the one thing? Because we've spoken quite a bit about the use of technology on both sides, the corporate side and the SME side. But for SME specifically, what's the one thing that you want them to take away when it comes to this entire discussion?
Well, if anything, that I will invite our SMEs, do not be technology risk averse, but don't fear technology. Technology is here to make you even more successful.
Yeah.
But invest in becoming digitally literal. Yeah. Understand what digitalization means, right? And what advantages can that mean for your business, right? As I said, once you own the platform, you can be a global entrepreneur than just a gassy entrepreneur. So with that in mind, I'm looking forward to SMEs who wants to join us on the journey, but also building their technical capability and capacity.
So that was us with ABSA's Chief Procurement Officer, Vusi Fele, giving us some insight into the use of technology for small businesses and their supply chains and how they can use technology specifically to plug into corporate supply chains and the type of investment that ABSA has been making in this space. He told us about their procurement portal together with the overhauls that they're doing to some of their other systems. So that brings us to the end of this ABSA Business Day Supplier Development Awards podcast. I've been Mudiwa Kavazo of the Business Day and Financial Mail.
The APSA Business Day Supplier Development Awards celebrates companies using supplier development to build thriving, inclusive, and transformative supply chains. They encourage supplier development, foster sector-wide skills transfer, promote industry collaboration, and provide an annual benchmark of supplier development good practice. To join the growing network of companies that are contributing to a sustainable economy through supplier development, simply go to www.sdaawards.co.za today.